This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. If you're looking for some light beach reading for this weekend, might I suggest the newly updated Federal Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices? It's 800 pages of rules and guidelines on things like the right width of a bike lane and the proper placement of stop signs on freeway on-ramps. Fine, maybe it's not for you, but if you're a civil engineer or an urban planner, this is basically the Bible. And if you ask advocates for bikers and pedestrians, that Bible could use some rewrites because it's still a little too pro-car. And it may not sound cool to all of you, but infrastructure is a hot topic, so hot that it even has social media influencers. Marketplace's Matt Levin is in the crosswalk.
Imagine running into Frank Gehry standing outside a building he designed, or maybe Andy Warhol opening up a can of Campbell's soup. When Eduardo Corona saw Vignesh Swaminathan at the corner of 4th and San Fernando in downtown San Jose, it was kind of like that.
Mr. Barricade, right?
Thank you. You know who I am?
Yeah, I see you on TikTok, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cool, appreciate it.
Swaminathan is a 30-year-old civil engineer and CEO of Crossroad Lab in Cupertino, California. Eduardo Corona is one of 400,000 TikTok fans that know him better as Mr. Barricade, social media crusader for bicycle and pedestrian-friendly streets.
Hey, y'all, Mr. Barricade here, and I want to show you this post. So you see this post right here? It's just a balloon. When I step on it, it folds flat, and it bounces back up like nothing.
Barricade! Mr. Barricade mashes beats from Kid Cudi with short lessons on the connection between redlining and potholes. He takes his followers to exotic locations, like storm drains. A creative guy, and that creativity is on full display at 4th and San Fernando, an intersection he redesigned into a bicyclist safe space.
The way this intersection works is that bicyclists are not expected to act like vehicles and weave over vehicle traffic to make left turns.
Instead, there's something called a bicycle box, a bright green oasis where bikes wait in front of cars for their own traffic signal. Parking lanes and bike lanes are flipped, and there are knee-high inflatable barricades basically everywhere. Like other transportation engineers, Mr. Barricade begins a project by dutifully consulting the Federal Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices. And then sometimes he kind of has to ignore it.
What I've done with the projects that I worked on is I've read through the MUTCD well. I put an additional extra safety element of it, of the posts and the reflectivity, and I make it very robust. And that's how I feel comfortable messing with the MUTCD.
Engineers have been messing with the MUTCD since it was created in the 1930s. Back then, the manual focused a lot on alerting drivers to railroad crossings, the big danger of the day. The goal? Street signs should look the same whether you were driving your Buick Roadster across the tracks in Missouri or California. But now the manual is an 862-page traffic engineering Bible, dictating the width of lane dividers to the proper size and color for a crosswalk. Solid white lines, no exceptions.
A stop sign shall be red, it shall be octagonal in shape. Pedestrian signs shall be yellow, or what they have adopted now is the fluorescent yellow-green.
Steve Oliver is with the city of Garland, Texas. He's been a traffic engineer for about 30 years. He was part of the team that updated the 2021 version of the MUTCD, the first update in over a decade. And let's just say it hasn't been very well received. One reason? Speed limits. The manual says cities should base them on how fast 85% of drivers would drive if there were no speed limits.
The stance and the thought has always been that motorists given to their own devices will pick a prudent speed at which to drive.
Shockingly, pedestrian and bicycle safety advocates have some issues with that methodology. They say it prioritizes cars over everything else. Zabe Ben is with the National Association of City Transportation Officials. It's one of several groups lobbying the Biden administration to chuck the update and rewrite the manual entirely.
Right now, it is mostly geared towards by sort of tradition and fiat. It's mostly geared towards the way drivers use the streets, and it thinks of other users as other users.
The manual isn't law. Cities can work around it and bring on someone like Mr. Barricade to reconfigure an intersection with a fancy new crosswalk and special bike lanes. Even though those features make cities more livable, there's an expensive reason cities don't fund them. Liability. Changes can require costly safety studies.
The city attorney, for example, can say, I won't sign off on that. The city engineer can say, I won't sign off on that.
So unsafe streets stay unsafe because they comply with the manual. It's just easier and cheaper that way. Tyrone Gordon is about to cross Sacramento's four-lane Stockton Boulevard. There's a crosswalk, but no traffic light. The speed limit is 35 miles an hour, but it sounds much faster.
Up your seat. Every time you try to cross, people just keep going. They don't respect the walkthrough, you know.
According to the manual, Tyrone would need to be one of nearly 100 pedestrians crossing an hour to get a crosswalk with a traffic signal. Or 4 pedestrians would need to be hit by a car in a 3-year span.
Actually, I was thinking about calling the police. They happen to come down here monitor this spot because they never stop. I mean, it's you just got to wait all day.
The Department of Transportation is reviewing the updated manual. Secretary Pete Buttigieg hasn't weighed in yet. Something for him to think about while he bikes into work. In Sacramento, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.